You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hi, Jason. Hi, Kate. Hello, Cameron. Hi, Kaylee. How are you? I'm glad to see you. Well, you all remember that I've talked about before that everything we do in worship, we do for a reason or it has meaning? Yeah. Well, I want to talk for just a minute today about why we do some of the things we do with our bodies in worship. Have you ever noticed that we sit up, we stand up and sit down a lot? We do that a lot. Have you ever noticed that sometimes I bow when I face the altar? Or that after I bless the bread and the wine, I bow? Have you ever noticed that? You have? You always do? Do you know why we do that? Would you like to know why? Okay. Well, for example, when we read the gospel, the reason that we stand is because we recognize that Jesus is present with us in the reading of the gospel, that Jesus is here with us in this very place. And the reason that I bow at the altar, or when the choir comes in and they bow at the altar before worship, they're doing that to show respect and reverence to Jesus. Because when we are at this altar and when we're having communion, Jesus is also here with us. And so we're showing respect to Jesus. And after I consecrate or bless the bread and the wine and I bow my head down, I'm doing that to also respect Jesus because we believe that Jesus is present with us in the bread and the wine after those words of blessing are said. And so it's a way to honor and respect Jesus. Because although Jesus is one of our best friends, Jesus is also God of the whole universe. And so we want to show respect and honor to Jesus. So isn't it kind of neat that, yes, we use our voices to praise God, and we use our minds to praise God, but we also get to use our bodies to praise and honor God? I think that's pretty cool, because God loves our bodies. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for being here with us. Thank you that you love our hearts and our minds and our bodies. Help us to use our bodies to love you. We love you, God. Amen.